You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Jamie Samuelson from the Detroit Free Press will be with us in about 15 minutes talking about an article he just wrote. We'll also talk plenty of Detroit Tigers. Kirkland Crawford from the Detroit Free Press will be with us. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and then you can also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, sharing a couple stories about the awful disease that is cancer and how it has affected some people's lives in sports. You know, there was a story a couple of years ago. I don't know if you remember this. There was a player named Chris Lofton that played for Tennessee, basketball player. And his senior year, he had kind of a lousy year. And I sat there and he averaged like 8 points a game. He had been averaging like 14 points a game the other seasons. And his senior year, he averaged about 8 points a game. Just seemed really sluggish. And you said to yourself, what is wrong with Chris Lofton? Well, it came out after the season that he had testicular cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy during the basketball season. This guy was playing basketball during chemotherapy. And I thought, man, what an inspiring story. How cool is that? And there is an additionally inspiring story coming out of Michigan State at this point. For those of you who have not heard of Michigan State offensive lineman Arthur Ray, who signed with Michigan State back in 2007, but was also diagnosed very soon after there with cancer, a tumor in his leg. He underwent some surgeries, underwent chemotherapy, was still a part of the team, but was not a part of their scholarships, was not a part of playing for the team, and they didn't think he was ever going to walk again, let alone play football. Well, Arthur Ray has just received the news, and he just participated in his first practice for Michigan State during the week. And there are two inspiring things about this, Scott, and two examples I think that could teach people a lesson. First of all is Arthur Ray, which is, you are dealt a blow like this in life. And in my opinion, at 18, when you have your scholarship, your football future, and everything else taken out of your hands without you really doing anything to deserve it, that's almost an excuse to be upset and give up. And he did not. He went to class. He worked hard. He got through this. He fought through it, and he's gotten to this. The other person who deserves credit in this is head coach Mark D'Antonio and the Michigan State staff. Okay, in an era where we have Nick Sabans of the world ditching five-star athletes who never pan out and giving their scholarship to somebody else, to keep this guy as a part of the football program and to give him that motivation, never to tell him you're not going to play football again, to give him that thing to strive for, to push for, got him through this. There is no doubt about it in my mind. And so the coaching staff, Mark D'Antonio, everybody deserves a lot of credit for getting this kid through this. He may never play a football game. Okay, but this is Michigan State's version of Rudy. Now, here's the crazy part. This is a real Rudy. Okay, Rudy sucked at football, and that's the reason he got stuff and he got publicity at Notre Dame, because people sit there and say, oh, isn't that cute? That little guy wants to play football. This guy may have never walked again. And I guarantee you, if there is a blowout this season and he's on the roster, he's going to get on there to a standing ovation.
This story is fantastic, even before the NCAA cleared him to come back and play, to be able, like you said, after his surgery, he's had 3, 4, 5 surgeries, had a bone infection. They were talking about amputation. Mm-hmm. He's on crutches for 2 years. Just to be able to come back from that, just to be able to resume classes, to go to state, to go to school, to keep going with his life, then add on top of it that now he is actually eligible to play. I mean, it's a fantastic story for him before that. And it just went over the top. And I can understand all of the emotion that he had.
I don't know what it would take for me if I were to hear that I had cancer, let alone to get my football scholarship and my future taken away and told that I may never walk again. So the fact that he was able to push through that and get to even this point, I don't care if he ever puts on a jersey, congratulations to him, and congratulations to the football coaches for keeping him in the loop. We'll be back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS.